Finally, FFmp allows you to see basin connectivity on the D2D display as configured in the click menu. Once you have pinpointed your current threat area, it is important to look downstream to see where the runoff will go. If the current accumulation is great enough and the downstream basins are flashy, those downstream basins can have flash flooding even without receiving a drop of rain. Knowing this can help you adjust your warning polygons to account for the future threat. To do this, simply select downstream from this menu, and then go to the D2D display and make the FFmp display editable. Once editable, your right-click button will highlight all basins downstream of the basin you selected. If it is hard to see the highlighting, you can change the color of the trace, like I did to green. And whenever you want to get rid of your trace or change the type of trace, simply clear trace on the FFmp table. Additionally, you may want to identify major main stem rivers. Since they typically don't flash flood, this may help you pull basins out of your warning. To do this, use the upstream and downstream option from the menu. Here is an example where the star denotes the selected basin. You can see the large area upstream of the basin that is feeding into that point, and then where it goes downstream to the north. Finally, you can also visualize flow by overlapping the FFmp small stream basins link from the map menu in D2D. I made them yellow in this graphic.